The relationship of theater and church is almost a cliché. From one perspective, the theater is a church to the arts. Then turn it around, and a church service, particularly one with a charismatic pastor, can seem like a theatrical presentation. The set of The Christians, a play by Lucas Hnath, at San Francisco Playhouse through March 11th, looks like the stage of a modern church. There's a pulpit, TV monitors with images of clouds, a giant cross, and, of course, a filled choir loft, an organ accompanist. Then the pastor comes out, makes his introduction, the choir starts to sing, and you really feel like you're in a church. Only, of course, this is a theater. Bill English, artistic director of San Francisco Playhouse and director of this production.
I don't know whether I'd call it evangelical. It's kind of garden variety community church rather than being holy rollers pounding gavels and tearing out hair at the pulpit. This minister is very mellow and friendly, and he has an experience which sort of shatters his view of the theology of Christianity, and he comes back from this experience to his church and announces that there's going to be a major shift in the kind of Christianity that they will practice there. He's basically saying there's not going to be any hell anymore.
Pastor Paul's revelation creates a rebellion, first from the assistant minister, a holy roller who believes in hellfire and damnation for all non-believers, and then from the congregation, from friends, members of the church council, and even family. What's striking about The Christians is how stereotypes are subverted. The pastor is not a charlatan. He's a sincere believer who genuinely had a revelation. His opponents aren't crazy either. They're people too mired in their religious beliefs to consider changing them. The cognitive dissonance is too much for them to handle. Anchoring the production as Pastor Paul is ACT stalwart Anthony Fusco, whose performance is wholly believable, convincing us not only of his charisma, but also his sincerity. While the other performers, most notably Stephanie Prentice as his wife, Lance Gardner as the associate pastor, and Millie Brooks as a disillusioned member of his congregation, are fine, it's Anthony Fusco whose performance is key to the show. For some, The Christians could be seen as a look at the relationship between revelation and doctrine, or maybe it's about whether religion is based on love or fear. Yet from another perspective, though, it's not even specifically about religion, but about how people believe anything and, important for today, how difficult it can be for anyone to change their own core beliefs without private revelation. The Christians does something else. It's non-judgmental, both toward the pastor and toward his congregation. The play takes no position for either or against both. It's up to the audience to make the connections and come up with answers, or even more questions. The Christians is not merely good theater, it's food for thought. The Christians by Lucas Hnath, directed by Bill English, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through March 11th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.